Season 5 of Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew debuted last Sunday. This year you have Biling on the show, right,
Ashley? Yeah, Biling and Long Island Lolita, Amy Fisher.
Amy Fisher and Michael Lohan, Lindsay Lohan's dad, joining us this morning. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Good morning, folks. How are you?
Oh, we're good. We're good.
I know that you were in a bit of an accident back in June.
Was it June?
I think you got hit. Are you doing okay after that? No severe problems, right?
Yeah, they made it sound like I was run over by a bus and they backed up and ran
they did.
Me over again.
That's exactly
sure
what they made it sound like.
I was standing on the sut. I parked my car on Sunset Boulevard and I got out, went around the back of my car, and a bus tried to come around me and go into the right lane in front of me, and he hit me and it just pushed me over the back of the car and he clipped the front of my car. It was no big deal.
Okay.
Oh.
But the guy he's a big bus. He didn't know he hit me and he kept going, and it took me like 4 blocks to catch him. And when I pull over, who's there? TMZ.
Of course, Michael Walters.
Well, Michael Walters left work and he was leaving, and it was right outside the office, so he actually saw the whole thing happen.
Mm.
But he respected my wishes. He didn't take any pictures.
Good.
He didn't even really report it.
Well, I want to talk about the press and the gossip papers, the gossip websites. Sometimes, Michael, I got to be honest with you, they make you and your family seem
crazy. I think they blow things out of proportion a lot of the time.
A little out of control. You talked in depth with Dr. Drew, which is what you're probably supposed to be doing on Celebrity Rehab, about your dad and, you know, some of his alcohol problems. Dr. Drew went on to say this.
Having been exposed to all that and then seeing yourself start to manifest some of those same features.
And my daughter, forget it.
Well, you know, I know as tumultuous as your relationship with your daughter has been, you do share this.
Yeah. And you know, I'm sorry for what I did to her. I mean, I feel I'm responsible for her.
No, it's a disease, you know. It's a gene.
It sure is. Lucky me. Lucky Lynn.
Yeah, lucky you is right. It is definitely a disease.
Yes, it is.
I understand that. But I want to ask you, do you think doing this show, you know, you say that you think some of Lindsay's troubles are because of you and your dad in the past. Do you think doing this show is really going to help Lindsay, or is it just going to feed the paparazzi and keep the drama about your family out there?
Well, you know what? The paparazzi, the ones that are taking pictures, is it going to feed the tabloids? I haven't seen much out of that. You see, when good things come out of a show, they're not going to report it. And only good things are coming out of the show. People are getting a message. This show is not about Michael Lohan and his codependency. It's about Steven Adler. It's about Jeremy Jackson. It's about Jessica and Biling and everyone else. Amy Fisher and Duncan. Everyone on the show.
But it's also about you. You're on the show as well.
Yeah, but you know what? They have issues too, and they're
human beings.
And there's drug addiction. There's alcohol addiction.
Right, it's real.
Right. This is the first season that they've ever had such an array of addictions on one show. So people are going to. Lindsay's my daughter. And whether she gets something out of it or not, you know, she's going to get it out of her own program. This show, I hope, reaches millions of people, and people see something in our lives that they go through, and it helps them.
Well, that's
what this show is about. I went on there for myself, but it's a pay it forward attitude. I hope this touches people and changes lives as well for them, as much as it did for me.
I want to continue on the show. Last week or the week before, you were on The View talking to the ladies about the show, talking about Celebrity Rehab and drug dealers' phone numbers still in your phone. Here's what you said.
And I said, should I delete it? They said, no, save it till after the program and see if you need to. And I'll tell you, that wasn't even an issue anymore because I could be around people that do drink and even if they did drugs. And to me, I'm not in a danger zone now. I've had enough sobriety under my belt where I don't succumb to that.
So let me ask you, Michael, if you don't feel like you're in that danger zone anymore, I know they told you not to delete it, but why not just go ahead and delete these numbers?
Isn't it tempting?
Well, no, I did delete it. I told them that my drug, it wasn't in my regular cell phone. It was in one of my older phones.
Sure, not the one you carry around regularly.
Back to that phone. I told them I never went back and turned the phone on and deleted the number. Number one, I don't know if I did it as a reminder of who the person is or what, you know, what it represented, or if I did it just in case.
Sure.
You know, because I'll be real with you. You never know what tomorrow brings.
Right.
I stay involved with drug programs, and I don't stay involved with people that do drugs or drink. I stay involved with programs and therapy to keep me strong, and that's my form of AA. I still go to AA meetings, but I really feel that being involved in a program, how much better support can you get than that?
That's very true. We're talking with Michael Lohan, Lindsay Lohan's father. I want to jump and talk about Lindsay for a second. Lindsay claimed that, and maybe this is just a rumor, I'm just reporting what was reported to me. Lindsay claimed that she tested positive for alcohol over the last few weeks because she's drinking this kombucha tea, which claims to contain less than 0.05% alcohol. Is there any truth to that? Or has Lindsay been drinking? I guess that's the question.
Because she's still got the bracelet.
Well, you know what? I was over a house not last Saturday, but the Saturday before, when a bunch of people were over the house, and I was not happy with the people that were there. And it's funny, because when this came out where she tested positive for the alcohol, which is totally wrong, she should not even be around alcohol or drink tea with alcohol or drink alcohol-free beer, which still has a little alcohol in it.
Sure.
You stay away from that stuff when you're new in recovery.
Right.
And that's the bottom line. You don't tread on that thin ice.
So do you think these people that she's hanging around are keeping her
honest? Do you think they're just trying to keep her down?
Are you kidding me? They said they took a picture of a wine bottle in her house when she wasn't looking and sold it to TMZ.
Oh, my.
I mean, are those the kind of people you want to be around? And then my son, Michael, I said, what's going on? Look at what these people did. He said, yeah, I know, Dad. They said it was an accident, in parentheses. But I put them on notice, and I said, if I ever, ever see you at my daughter's house or around my daughter, you're going to the hospital, and I'm going to jail. Bottom line.
You got to do it. You got it. So, is there any truth to the bamboo fence going up around her rooftop terrace? So, I mean, you said that there were some people there that shouldn't have been around her. Is she partying with these people? And is that the reason she put up that terrace on her roof?
You know why the paparazzi was becoming very intrusive, and she sits up there, and they're in bathing suits, and people, a picture of Lindsay in a bathing suit or, you know, a slip or something, it goes for a lot of money, and
sure.
She wants her privacy. You haven't seen what she did up there, but when I was at her house, she walked me upstairs, and she said, Daddy, you have to see what I've been doing with my time. She brought me to a roof, which is a regular roof,
sure.
And she turned it into a sanctuary. There are fire pits with rocks around them, pillows on the rocks. There are candles and flowers floating in glass vases with rocks at the bottom. She built a cabana. I mean, she's amazing.
But is that not just a safe haven for her to drink?
No, it's not. But come on, why would she drink on a roof if she could go downstairs and drink in her house
where
all of the windows are blacked out?
Well, that's true. True.
That's true. Now, her 25th is coming up. Her birthday's early July. Is that right?
July 2nd, yeah.
Okay, so I'm wondering, you know, what the plans? Do you know the plans, how she's planning on celebrating?
Yeah,
I know people said she was going back to New York to visit her grandma, who doesn't like to travel on airplanes. I believe that's Dina's mom, right?
No, it has nothing to do with grandma. Grandma, no.
Okay, so tell us the truth then. What's happening?
No. oh, my God. Where do these things come
well,
from?
You never know.
There's always something.
Here, there, and everywhere, Michael.
She actually has plans to come down out to Southampton. There's a party planned. However, my son Michael, Lindsay asked me to go, and my son Michael said, Dad, I don't know if we're going to do it. He said, because she has so much community service, it might be better if she stays out here and does it and has a party out here, and everyone will come out here. Is she going to have it in New York or there? I don't know. I don't know what probation's going to say about her traveling or the community service, but I'm leaving tomorrow to see her. And I'll know then what's going to happen. And if I'm tied up in L.A., I'll spend my birthday with her before her birthday out there. If not, I'll be back in New York with her.
So you and you will, I'm guessing, be there to make sure alcohol isn't involved, just in case that's a temptation that rises.
Well, I know. Whenever I'm around, she knows better than that.
Well, that's
good. That's the hard part, because I'm the bad guy.
Well,
when I'm around, everyone's afraid to drink or, you know, talk about anything.
That's what dads are for.
Excuse me?
I said, that's what dads are for.
Well, that's what everyone's for. I mean, we're all for it. If we have someone in our family that has a problem, we have to be their safeguard.
Sure you do.
We have to be their so-called guardian angel. And we have to, you know, ward off whatever evil spirits or evil people are around them.
That's
the best I can do. I can't do any more than I've done already. I mean, I'll keep doing it. But what more can I do?
You're right, Michael. You're very right. Now, we ended the interview last time we talked to you about your love life, because, you know, you're a single man. You still got to take care of business.
Right.
I have no love life. My love life is over.
Well,
I'm miserable.
I think that you can't be miserable. But Ashley had some rumor that was sprouted up.
I do.
Right, Ashley?
This was probably a few weeks ago, because I'm obsessed with the show. So I wanted to know, is there any truth to you dating Kim G from The Real Housewives of Jersey?
Kim is a very good friend of mine. Are we dating? No. We're friends. We spend time together. We're working on a project together. The yacht that I partnered on down south is we're doing a show called Recovery at Sea.
Right, right.
And she brought the production company in, so she's a partner on the show, and we have a lot of interaction.
So strictly business and friendship.
Great lady. I give her a lot of credit. She's not like any of the people on her show. That's for damn sure.
All right. Michael, do you have anything else to add to let the public in Champaign-Urbana know?
Without getting myself in trouble, I doubt it.
Without TMZ or
right,
Perez or somebody picking it up. Yeah, Michael, we know
all,
you're...
All I can say is that the people on Celebrity Rehab were amazing people. Where we started and where we wound up, there was such a vast contrast. And Dr. Drew and his people are the real deal. And everything you see on that show is absolutely real, 100%. And it's not very flattering at times, but I just pray that there are people out there that watch it, that get something out of it, and it changes their life in a positive way.
Season 5 of Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew and Michael Lohan. Michael, where can people go to tune into the program?
VH1 Sundays at 9 o'clock, and there are reruns during the week, and they appear like at 10 or 11 o'clock at night.
All right. Well, we appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule. Wish Lindsay the best for us.
Yeah. Wish her happy birthday for us.
Yeah, definitely. And we'll talk to you soon, Michael.
Will. You guys are always great, and I really want to thank you.
We thank you. Have a great
Michael.
Day.
Thank you. Have a great day.